God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Firmly I believe, and truly, God is three and God is one. And next I acknowledge duly, manhood taken by the Son. And I trust and hope most fully in that manhood crucified. And I love supremely, solely, Christ who for my sins has died. And I hold in veneration for love of Him alone, Holy Church as His creation, and her teachings as His own. Praise and thanks be ever given, with and through the angel host, to the God of earth and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathen themselves said, "What marvels the Lord has worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land." Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out, full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back, full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy. May the Lord build our house and watch over our city.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, while He pours gifts on His beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
May the Lord build our house and watch over our city. Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. Your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord. A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. God has saved us and has called us to a holy life, not because of any merit of ours, but according to His own design, the grace held out to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. The Word of the Lord. Confiding in the Lord's guidance, they feared nothing. He led them into His holy land. Almighty and ever-living God, Your Spirit made us Your children, confident to call You Father. Increase Your Spirit within us, and bring us to our promised inheritance. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.